is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president marked the 500th day of the war Saturday by hailing the country's soldiers in a video from the Black Sea island that became the symbol of Ukraine's resilience in the face of the Russian invasion. Speaking from Snake Island, Zelensky honored the Ukrainian soldiers who fought for the island and all others who defended the country. The U.S. military says Russian fighter jets harassed American drones over Syria for the third day in a row. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In a statement, the U.S. military said that Friday's encounter between Russian aircraft and three U.S. MQ-9 drones lasted for about 2 hours. The head of the U.S. Air Force's Central Command said Russian jets flew 18 unprofessional close passes. He said this caused the drones to react in order to avoid unsafe situations. Tension between Russian and U.S. troops is not uncommon in Syria, as both countries conduct patrols on the ground as well as overflights. I'm Karen Chamas.
In just hours, U.S. President Joe Biden leaves for a European trip that focuses on NATO relations and the effort to help Ukraine, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
President Biden's three-nation visit begins in the U.K., where he meets with King Charles at Windsor Castle, their first visit since the coronation. Then he'll meet with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Next is a flight to Lithuania, which is hosting the annual NATO summit. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Friday said,
at the summit, it will make Ukraine even more stronger and set out a vision for its future.
President Biden participates in meetings Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Thursday travels to NATO's newest member nation, Finland, showcasing the global support for the expanding alliance. I'm Jackie Quinn.
VOA News. An airstrike in a Sudanese city on Saturday killed 22 people at least, according to health authorities. It all took place in a neighborhood in the neighboring city of the capital, Khartoum, according to a brief statement by the health ministry. The attack wounded an unspecified number of people. The ministry posted video footage that showed dead bodies on the ground with sheets covering them and people trying to pull the dead from the rubble. Israel's U.N. ambassador calls on the U.N. Secretary General to retract his condemnation of the country for excessive use of force and targeting a refugee camp in the West Bank. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The U.N. says Secretary General Antonio Guterres stands by his views and that Israeli airstrikes and attacks on the Jenin refugee camp killed 12 Palestinians, including 4 children, and injured 140. Tamara Al-Rifai with the UN's refugee agency UNRWA says a colleague on the ground noted this.
In such a densely populated camp, the cemetery is already full.
And there was significant damage to the camp.
There are some 900 houses that have been damaged.
Israel says the offensive focused on Palestinian militants targeting innocent Israeli civilians, and the Secretary General's remarks were shameful. I'm Julie Walker.
Hundreds of protesters defied a ban Saturday to march in central Paris against police violence a week after riots sparked by the killing of a teenager in a Parisian suburb. Reuters' Alice Rizzo.
Police were seen dispersing the crowd from Paris's huge Place de la République, sending several hundred people towards the White Boulevard Magenta, where they were seen marching peacefully. Paris police initially banned the protest, saying it was a risk to public order, a week after France was rocked by riots sparked by the killing by a police officer of 17-year-old Nael at a traffic stop in a suburb of the French capital. French police has come under scrutiny after the incident. Saturday's protest at the Place de la République was called by the family of Adama Traoré, a black Frenchman who died in police custody in 2016 in circumstances similar to the killing of George Floyd in the United States.
A solemn peace march started through forests in eastern Bosnia in memory of the 1995 massacre, Europe's only acknowledged genocide since World War II. The annual 100-kilometer march on Saturday retraces a route taken by thousands of men and boys. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.